Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, January 26th, the year of our Lord, 2025. This is the third Sunday after the Epiphany. It is an absolute joy to welcome you here to the podcast. I pray our time together will be a time of renewal and revitalization for you, a fresh hope that comes in the Word of God. It's been cold across most of the country. As a matter of fact, this week in Pensacola, we got 9 inches of accumulated snowfall, which was a real pain and yet a whole lot of fun. As someone who grew up in the Midwest and haven't seen snow in about 9 years. And so to be with a few of my kids making snowmen and sledding in the front yard and doing all those things, I have to say it was a real blessing in many ways. But the snow has just about all melted. We're here together to be in the warmth of the Spirit of God, if you will. So let's do what we do around here. We begin by thanking God and taking in a deep breath to be reminded of the gift of life itself. So let's do just that. To breathe in and to savor it. The gift of life. A gift that comes from Almighty God. And as you breathe, and as you call to mind those things that light you up inside, that bring you joy, the people and the places, the situations, those magic moments in life, and to name those as gifts from the good God, our good God. To breathe in and to let it go. Open your arms wide, turn your face toward the sky. Give thanks to God for every good and perfect gift. In this posture, in this state of mind, let's begin together in worship. And let's join together in the call to worship as printed in the digital bulletin. You can find that bulletin to the left of where you found today's podcast, that left margin, go just below the line. There's a tab that says Sermon Notes. Click in there, and the bulletin will come up for you. Let's begin. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us, for God has anointed us to bring good news to the poor. God sends us to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in our hearing. Let us worship the God who brings hope, healing, and freedom. Friends, our gospel reading today comes from Luke's gospel in the 4th chapter, verses 14 through 21. Then Jesus, in the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding region. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. when he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it. Let's join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we call to you and we give you thanks. We thank you for the gift of this, your good and living word. And we pray that in this moment of reflection and consideration, that you'd calm us down. Settle our minds. Save us from distraction and misinterpretation so that we could truly hear what it is you're saying to us through this word. Enlighten us and enliven us. We ask this in your holy name and we say, Amen. We continue on in this season of Epiphany, the days after the Epiphany, where week over week we focus our attention on Bible stories that explain to us who Jesus is and why he's come. And today we have this gem of a story that's very clear about who Jesus is and why he's come. We drop into the story here in the fourth chapter. At the beginning of the fourth chapter, we have the story of Jesus being filled with the Spirit and newly baptized and sent out into the wilderness to have a confrontation and temptation with the devil. He emerges from that experience, and that's where we come to the story today. And certainly, as he emerges from the wilderness, he's been up to something because, well, we'll just go right into the text. Jesus and the power of the Spirit returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding region. He's already gained a reputation for himself, and report of that reputation is on the network. It's on the grapevine. And as he is traveling, making his way through Galilee, he began to teach in their synagogues. And wherever he went, he taught in a way that people had never heard before. As we see in places in the gospel, he teaches as one having authority, as if he himself were the author of these scriptures. Well, he makes his way to his hometown of Nazareth. And as was his custom, as he's been doing, he makes it to the synagogue on the Sabbath. And on this particular day, he gets up to read. And as Luke tells us, he's handed the scroll of Isaiah. And he comes to the part where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then he closes the scroll. Let your mind go to that moment. A lot of people there who'd heard, "You need to hear this guy preach. You'll be blown away. We've never heard anyone preach like this before." So I bet it's pretty packed at synagogue. He does the reading, rolls up the scroll, sits down, and then I imagine this pregnant pause, all eyes on Jesus. And what's his homily? "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And next week we'll get into their response to that statement. It's not all sunshine and roses. But I'm convinced that there are people in the synagogue that day that are hanging on every word. The ones that resonate with the words of Isaiah. Those who know what it's like to be captive. Those who are physically or spiritually blind, looking for sight. Many of them would have known oppression. Be looking to the year of the Lord's favor, the Jubilee year, when accounts were settled, property returned to its proper owner. But this would be God's accounting, God's Jubilee. Everything put to right. This would be the day and the age when all heaven would break loose on earth. And it's happening right before their eyes. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Many of them would not have been able, any of them would be able to fully take in. Are we even able to fully take in the gravity of that statement? Who Jesus is, why he came. Jesus reading from a text that for him would have been, say, 700 years old. Reading an ancient prophecy, saying, "I am the fulfillment of that prophecy. Here's what it looks like." And then to take it to this moment, 2,000 some odd years later, to reflect on a moment in time where Jesus is reflecting on a scripture that's 700 years old. So that distance between Isaiah and us is pretty significant. And there's a lot of really hard things that have happened, difficult, brutal, tragic things that have happened in that span of time. So it would be easy for us to be cynical. But we got to hang in there with the gospel. Sure, we have today's reading to fill our hearts and our minds. But we have to know how this story unfolds, how every word that he claims to be true about himself comes to fruition in his life, in the evidence of his life, and that it does not die. It can't be killed. And that after his death and his resurrection and his ascension, he anoints the church to continue to proclaim, not only with their mouths, but with their lives, release of the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed. They hung on every word, many of them, maybe all of them. They had different reactions. And I bring it to this moment. For some reason, you clicked play on this podcast. I don't know what day or time you did so, but there's probably a whole bunch of other things you could be doing right now. You could be, I don't know, you could be working, you could be watching the news, maybe it's Sunday morning NFL pregame, whatever that might be, some other thing to occupy your mind or your attention. But for some reason, you and I are here together in this moment reflecting on this good news. And it's profoundly good news. It's that the very truth of God comes to us in the person of Jesus, tells us who he is, shows us who he is. And when people don't like what they've seen and what they've experienced and what they've heard, they try to stuff him in a tomb, but the tomb can't hold him. And when the disciples think all hope is lost, he enters the room and says, "Peace be with you." And the Holy Spirit, which animates Jesus, is given to those first disciples, who gave it to the next generation of disciples. And so I'm pretty convinced that the reason you click play, because that same Spirit that anointed Jesus, that anointed the disciples and the apostles and the unnamed saints throughout time, that same Holy Spirit is on you, my friend. Saying to you, if you feel as if you're captive to something, know that you are set free by Almighty God. If you feel that there is a sense of blindness, maybe physical blindness in your life, spiritual, if there are things you feel like, I just can't see, come to Jesus. Call out his name. Seek the company of the fellow travelers in this faith, and you will be given a kind of sight that is otherworldly. If you feel oppressed, if you see the oppression around you, those who are being kept down by economic forces, by poverty, by addiction, each and every one of us called to bring salt and light and grace and peace, not just because it's nice, but because it is what it looks like when all heaven breaks loose on earth. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us because he has anointed us, his church, to bring good news to the poor. He has sent us, church, to proclaim release of the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The reconciliation of all things is right there, just right there at our fingertips. And that little by little, person by person, faithful prayer, acts of grace and kindness and compassion and confession, and sacrament and word and song, that Spirit blazes within us. And the Scripture can be fulfilled in hearing and in action. And the world can experience the tremendous good news of God, to which I say, Amen. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Moses, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, God of apostles and disciples, God of the unnamed faithful, we call out to you and we pray. We come to you in this moment, O God, and we confess. We confess the ways that we've walked away from you, denied you by the things we've said or left unsaid, by the things we've done or left undone. We come to you with broken spirits and contrite hearts. We open our hands, we turn out our pockets, and we ask, Lord, forgive us. Lord, have mercy on us. And by the promises of our faith, we ask to receive your forgiveness and your grace. And we give you thanks for the ways you forgive us and are forgiving us. And in this spirit, we pray, dear God, that you would hear our petitions for the world around us, for our friends and families. Dear God, we pray for the people in positions of influence and power. Help them to see the world around them through your eyes. Help them to conduct their affairs with your grace. And God, for those who don't feel as if they have much influence or power, bring your encouragement. Anoint them with hope and peace and love and joy, the gift of enough, the kind of satisfaction that only comes through you and with you. God, you know each and every one of us. You know the joys and the concerns of our hearts, these prayer lists that we keep. And we ask, meet us here. We pray that you'd abide with us as we take time to share our prayer lists with you, to sit quietly before you. Trusting that when we come to you in prayer, you'll be with us. Meet us in this time of peace and quiet, we pray. We break our silence. We thank you for your presence here with us. We pray you'll hear us as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And so, my dear friends, as we prepare to go our separate ways, take heart, be of good cheer. God is the God who releases the captives. Our God is the one who brings recovery of sight to the blind. Our God proclaims a year of reconciliation and favor upon all creation. These are the promises of our God, whom we know in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who bids you peace. Go in peace. Amen.